Our topic is relief for fear of the future. One of the ego's chief devices is to preoccupy your mind with fearful thoughts about the future. The ego represents the idea that you are separated from God. This separation has never occurred, yet it is the root cause of all the challenges you now face. If your money is scarce, you must have forgotten that you are one with God. If your health is failing, you must have forgotten you are one with God. If your relationship is conflicted, you must have forgotten you are one with God. When you pray to God, it implies that God is an external force or something outside of you that can come to your aid. God is not outside of you. God is the infinite, all-powerful source and creator, the Alpha and the Omega. God is pure love, and you are the holy child of God. There is only one true cause, and it is God. There is only one true effect, and it is you. An effect can never be anything other than what the cause intended it to be. You are like the ray of the sun to the sun. You represent and extend the light, but you did not create the light. Much like when you give birth to your own children in the flesh, they can do anything you can do as they grow up, yet they did not create themselves in the flesh. The power of God dwells within you now and forever. You are not a body. You are infinite spirit, and you are as God created you. The power of God is within you now, and God is also in everything you see because God is in your mind. There is no external force. There is no darkness. There is no opposition. There is no lack. The only reason you see and experience these things is because you accepted that you are apart from God and that you are now a fragment of the whole. This is the opposite of truth. You have taken on a false identity. Instead of knowing yourself as all-powerful, infinite, and invulnerable, you now see yourself as powerless, finite, and limited. You are entertaining what is not true about yourself, and as long as this continues, you will be unaware of your true self. The moment you accepted the idea of separation, which is not true, the idea of darkness or evil was conceived. Darkness is not a truth. It is a representation of the absence of light, which is impossible. God did not create darkness. Therefore, darkness is not the truth. A Course in Miracles teaches that darkness does not exist. It is a misperception. Darkness appears in many forms, but only in our mind. It may show up as evil, scarcity, loss, illness, lack, anger, or some other form. If you try to defend against the darkness in any of its forms, you will reinforce it and make it real to you. It has only the power that you assign to it. A Course in Miracles teaches that safety lies in your complete defenselessness. When you are faced with darkness or anything that is disturbing your peace, the Course reminds you to acknowledge that there is no power outside of yourself. In Lesson 190 called I Choose the Joy of God Instead of Pain, it says this: it is your thoughts alone that cause you pain. Nothing external to your mind can hurt or injure you in any way. No one but yourself affects you. There is nothing in the world that has the power to make you ill or sad or weak or frail. But it is you who have the power to dominate all things you see by merely recognizing what you are. This quote always brings my thoughts back into proper perspective. Whenever you have fear about the future, your fear is the evidence that you have already decided against your true identity, that you are one with God. This is not something to judge yourself about. This is something to be aware of, so you can quickly choose again and get back to the truth and all the benefits of who you are. your happiness, abundance, and safety is the effect of the truth of who you are. Here's an example. Let's say that you are fearful because you don't know how to pay an upcoming bill. Your emotions are great indicators of where you have already placed your faith. If you feel worried, anxious, or fearful, then you know that you have decided you are separated from God, and you have placed your faith in illusions. If you choose to feel peaceful, calm, and safe, then you are acknowledging that you are one with God, and you have placed your faith in Him. This is not a test. If it were, just about everyone in the world would fail. It is something to understand, so that your frustrations in life can come to an end. Never use your feelings or your emotions to determine how you are doing or what is going to happen. Your feelings and emotions are the effect of your thoughts. They are not the cause. If you see something in front of you that seems threatening, you must remember that you are judging because it is something you have associated with in the past. You are always looking at your past thoughts in front of you. If you validate what you see because you feel anxious, you will recreate it over again. Here's what you can do instead. The moment that your peace is disturbed in any way, try not to judge the situation because all of your judgments will be based on your past thoughts and experiences. Instead, turn the situation over to the Holy Spirit and ask that it be judged for you. You can say this to yourself, I do not know what anything, including this, means, and so I do not know how to respond to it, and I will not use my own past learning as the light to guide me now. The Course says that by this refusal to attempt to teach yourself what you do not know, the guide whom God has given you will speak to you. He will take his rightful place in your awareness the instant you abandon it and offer it to him. The him it is referring to is the Holy Spirit. You will find that one of the hardest things to do is to look at something that seems threatening or to experience an illness and to not judge it as threatening. It is challenging, but not impossible. You will become better at this over time with practice. I cannot overemphasize how important it is that you learn how to do this. There is nothing outside of you that has the power to take from you or to threaten you in any way. If you judge it as having that kind of power, then you will assign power to the situation which it does not have. Once you assign power to something that does not have power, you will become unaware of where your true power is. God, the source and creator, is the giver of everything. If you become worried, anxious, or fearful about any situation, it means that you have assigned power that it does not have. As a result, you will deny the power of God, which is your only source of power, love, and safety. Do you see the problem here? Once you choose to focus on illusions, you have already abandoned the truth. You cannot have both. You are always at choice, and you can always make a new choice. Your choice will always determine whether your outcome is happy and peaceful or unhappy and miserable. Let's take a moment now and do some EFT to release any of the things that you're feeling fearful about. Turn inward and take a nice, deep, relaxing breath, allowing your mind to go to that place in the future, whether it's something that's coming up or something that you're worrying about, or perhaps you're experiencing an illness and the symptoms just aren't going away, or maybe you heard someone say something that triggered your fear. Whatever it is, let's bring it to the light together right now. And let's start tapping over the heart, and you can repeat after me. Dear God, please take this from me, my fear about the future. I place my future in your hands. I am determined to give this to you and to trust you with it. I will not abandon you or your love for me. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I am willing to see my whole situation differently. I ask for true vision, to see through my illusions, to see past any obstacles, and to know that your love is what ensures my happiness, my safety, and my abundance. Let's go to the top of the head. I give you my future, and I rest. I am willing to trust you in a way that I may have never done before. I will give you my full attention, my full devotion. I will respect that we are one and that your love is sufficient to address my every need and my every heart's desire. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am willing to see myself as worthy of having everything with ease and peace and joy. If I am denying myself, I am willing not to. Please heal that part of my mind and replace it with your certainty and your peace. Let's go to the side of the eye. I am willing to accept myself exactly as I am and to remember it is not up to me to solve a problem that I don't have. You did not create problems, and I will give you my illusions that they would be undone and corrected. Let's go under the eye on the cheek point. It is your strength in which I trust. I am willing to recognize it is not up to me to solve this situation. My part is to not decide on doom and to leave a space for you where all things are quietly resolved. Let's pause and take a nice, deep, relaxing breath, really giving yourself this moment of relief. Whatever it is that you're worrying about, we are joined together as one right now. And in this certainty, in this quiet space, we walk with God. We walk in the light of His power, His presence, and His love. Darkness cannot come to you in any of its forms, whether it be lack or illness or disappointment or loneliness. You cannot be alone, because God's love is with you now and always. All that has happened is you have forgotten the light and the truth of His love. Remember that you can block the whole sun of the solar system by placing your hand over your eyes. But today we gladly open our eyes, and we open our minds and our hearts as well. We open to His love, and whatever we have placed between us and our awareness of that, we gladly have it undone and dispelled by the light. In A Course in Miracles, in the Song of Prayer, we are told to ask the Holy Spirit for the answer to any specific problem, and that we will receive a specific answer if such is our need. There are decisions to make here, it says, and they must be made whether they be illusions or not. The secret of true prayer is to forget the things you think you need. Prayer is a stepping aside, a letting go, a quiet time of listening and loving. It should not be confused with supplication of any kind, because it is a way of remembering your holiness. Prayer is an offering, a giving up of yourself to be at one with love. In Lesson 194, titled, I Place the Future in the Hands of God, it says, what worry can beset the one who gives his future to the loving hands of God? What can he suffer? What can cause him pain or bring experience of loss to him? What can he fear? And what can he regard except with love? Place, then, your future in the hands of God. For in God's hands we rest untroubled, sure that only good can come to us. It's important to remember that your ego will always choose its witnesses as an attempt to keep you in a place of fear or worry or pain. As an example, if you are worried about paying a bill, your ego will have three other people tell you that they don't have enough money to pay their bills. If you are feeling sick, your ego will show you a stream of other people who are sick in order to validate your sickness. If you're upset at your partner, a friend will tell you that you are justified in your frustration. Just because you see or hear something outside of yourself doesn't mean it is based in truth. You are always projecting your thoughts and beliefs. Do not use what you see or hear to validate those thoughts and beliefs, or you will reproduce them over and over again. Remember that there is not one thing you see that is based in truth. You can always make another choice. Let's join together now and choose truth instead of illusions. Let's remember who walks with us and choose to feel strengthened and comforted instead of fearful. Let's decide if we would put our faith in illusions or in the truth. Let's walk with our spirits high and our confidence strong, because God walks with us. If you have never trusted Him before, today is your day. You can join with each one of us here and trust Him with your future. Give Him the space to show you a miracle instead of the fear. As we walk in the light and the certainty of God's love, there is no darkness. Our future is safe and happy. There is nothing to fear. The one thing that will keep you out of fear and pain and darkness of any kind is if you will remember your light. You are the light of God. You are the love of God. You are the power of God. You are infinite spirit. There is nothing outside of you. There is no opposition. There is nothing else. Only the truth is true. Your future is safe because it is God's will that you are happy and that you have everything. As you reclaim the truth of who you are, you release the barriers you have placed against your awareness of the light and love and peace that is your natural birthright. And in that space, all problems are quietly resolved and healed. It is an undoing of what never was. The Course says this: God holds your future as He holds your past and present. They are one to Him, and so they should be one to you. You are but asked to let the future go and place it in God's hands, and you will see by your experience that you have laid the past and present in His hands as well, because the past will punish you no more, and future dread will now be meaningless. Let's pause for a moment, taking a nice deep breath. Just hearing those words, feeling the reassurance. Remember that in the Song of Prayer, He says that for specific needs, you will receive specific answers Do not doubt this. Open your mind to listening. If you do not hear anything, it means that the answer has not yet been communicated. That's all it means, because the timing is not right yet. Do not doubt it. Do not worry. Allow that space to be free of all judgment and interruption. Allow that space to be clean. Allow it to be filled with joyful anticipation. It is challenging, but with your willingness and the strength of God, it is done. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California, and if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT and prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.